to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, you recently did a YouTube deep dive on cadence, and we're going to break it up into two because there was just so much to talk about, but we have a podcast. So what, give us a little highlight of it. I'll basically steer people to it. If you listen to this on YouTube, you'll be able to get right to it, but talk about cadence and what is it and what does it mean as a runner? Like, people get so confused.
Right. Well, so cadence itself is like the number of foot strikes you're taking, and we usually measure it per minute. And so the interesting thing is for runners, like on average, it's about 1,500 steps a mile on average, measured wise. And if people are holding a nice steady cadence of about 180 steps a minute, what happens is they're actually using more muscle elasticity, which causes you to delay muscle fatigue. There's less impact. So the challenge is trying to get people to increase their cadence without them thinking necessarily that they have to increase their speed. And what's a good conversation is because the average runner, the average running cadence is about 160 to 165. And so you can't just ask someone to go from 160 to 180 overnight, right? There's got to be a progression to that. The first thing, though, is helping someone realize the difference in, one, how they'll run, how their run will feel, and second, how much more efficient it is. Because at first, when people just try to run like with a higher cadence, but they don't really understand yet how to run, then they just try to move their feet faster, which actually makes them more fatigued. Right?
Yeah.
So
that they happens. Get freaked out.
Yeah. So we get that a lot in the beginning. People come in to run RX and they're like, I heard I'm supposed to be running at 180, but when I try to run at 180, I'm just winded and tired and I'm not going anywhere. And so we have to really make a distinction that cadence is your running rhythm. It's how many steps you're taking on average during your run. And those numbers will change if there's hills, right? On the speed you're running. And absolutely, when you run faster, your cadence will in fact go up, which does make sense. However, there's a baseline cadence for everyone. And this is where we get, what we wanted to talk about is that using muscle elasticity, one, you have to develop it. And the best part though, and when people first start running, they hear things, they hear about like fast twitch or slow twitch muscle fibers, right? And so people will be like, sprinters have fast twitch, endurance athletes have slow twitch. And then we're kind of told, well, that's just where you are. You're not a sprinter, you're an endurance person, or you're a sprinter, you're not an endurance person. Well, really everyone needs to train all their muscles, whether they're short, or whether they're fast or slow twitch or not, they're need to be trained. And so what's interesting is for most endurance athletes, they don't ever train that elasticity because in their mind, they're like, I'm a distance runner. And they talk a lot about in running, run slow, run easy, you know, run these zone two runs. And what's happening is people are mistaking that is and move slower. And we're here to tell you, no. You still want to maintain muscle elasticity and use that gift. Basically, it's a gift, like, because you can use muscle elasticity, you can use gravity, you can use ground reaction force, and those are all free for all of us to use if we know how to use them and really reduce using that active muscle contraction. So if you're out there running and you just think I'm saying pick up your feet quicker or pick up your feet higher, it's not what I'm saying. What we teach you is, one, how to develop elasticity, and second, how to position your body so that if your body's a little bit ahead of you, just a little bit, your feet actually weigh almost nothing. Then it's very easy to pick them up, and then you maintain a rhythm, and then you've got your cadence, but you've got to develop that rhythm. So for a lot of, and by the way, one of our runners the other day, we had this conversation because he loves to train for long distance. And what happens when you go out for long runs, and again, that conversation, he's trying to do zone two, he's trying to stay lower heart rate. Well, what happened is his hip started to act up when he was running slower. And he said, when I run faster, my hip doesn't hurt. So I said, well, you have to remember that running slower still means you've got to keep your cadence up. And we were laughing because he's been with us for a while. And so I said, this is why we still do those elasticity drills. And he's like,
yeah.
Well, and you know, by the way, guys, everybody's a little bit guilty, right? When you've been running for a long time, a lot of us think, well, I'll just, you know, warm up in that first mile, or I'll do, you know, I've been pretty consistent, or I'm not hurting, my runs feel pretty good. Well, elasticity is use it or lose it. It's not like fast twitch, slow twitch muscle fibers where you were born genetically with more of one kind than another. Muscle elasticity is something all of us have. However, if you do not develop it, it's just not naturally there for you to use. And that's why as people get older, they get stiffer. It's really because they're not training elasticity, which is connected, by the way, to your mobility and your range of motion. So the reality is that even if you're young, even if you're not hurting, training elasticity, one, allows for your cadence to naturally pick up. And we tell people this all the time. We are not asking you to just go out and try to change to 180 tomorrow. We want you to develop the ability to be able to do that. And what starts to happen is your easy runs stay a lot easier because your cadence is still nice and using elasticity. However, you're just not asking your body to work at such a high, high pace. Your cardio doesn't have to be through the roof just because you're running at 180.
Right. Right. That makes sense. So in terms of, like you were talking about the movement and the heart rate getting up and stuff like that, if I'm trying, like people have said, I can't hit 180 as the cadence, like maybe I'm only hitting 165. What would you suggest? Shorter intervals?
Well, both.
Okay.
I mean, this is the challenge.
How would I change my training, right?
Right. Well, right. That's a really good question. So we implement that into your training. So we're like, one day you're going to go out and do drills and you're going to bring a metronome, or you can bring music, but metronome is a lot easier. And then you're going to just do some cadence drills. And this is important, guys, because like I said, if I've never run at 180 and I go out and try to run 3 miles at 180 and I've never done that before, the chance of, you know, like that's not a smart idea. The way that we implement it is first we start with drills, just hopping, just letting you feel what elasticity feels like. And then again, metronome drills, and also teaching you the running, like how to pull your foot up. And if you're only focused on one movement, it's a lot easier to get that cadence up because you're only focused on that up, 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 and developing that running rhythm. And so in 100%, you want to do shorter intervals in your training to develop your ability to hold that cadence. And then when you go out for your longer runs, we really recommend, especially in the beginning, to just stop and reset. If you start to feel like, oh, I'm losing it, or man, my legs aren't feeling right, you stop a second, you reset, you do maybe a little drill, and you get back into your rhythm. And so we are very big fans of please ease into this kind of thing, you know, and that's why it's better to follow a progression like the 3-2-1 run on the app than just trying to go straight into it. But everybody that comes, like I'm telling you, all of our runners come to us 160, 165.
Right.
And the fun part is for them to see that on their longer runs, that cadence naturally goes up. It just naturally happens. And then when they do their intervals and they practice their 180, it just starts to become so much more natural for them.
Yeah, it's just an overall better feeling. And it's amazing how people progress through. And there's always that spot, like you were talking about, the how they get frustrated. That's usually right around that 3-week mark when they've come in and you're starting to learn how to run pain-free, right? Because they're just starting to get the hang of it, but then they're getting exasperated because they feel like they're not moving, they're in place, right?
Yeah.
it's this crazy feeling. So one of the best ways to understand this, guys, is honestly to come into the membership, even if it's just for a month. We would love for you to stay longer, but if you come into the membership, you'll go through what we call the immersion. It's about 3 to 4 weeks of learning this movement step by step. You can get onto live Zooms and be coached in real time. You send in your check-ins, you send in your gait analysis, and you really get the opportunity to work with Valerie, whether you are here in Texas or you are in Australia. That's a lot of our members. We have quite a few members in Australia and up in Canada and over in Europe. We've even had people that have deployed in the Middle East. I can't say where, but they have come in and been able to actually get on Zooms with us in hidden locations. Like she couldn't show her whole thing, but it's just really cool to be able to train you to run pain-free regardless of where you are. So don't let not being able to have her be with you, and I say with you like in the room, because as we talk about a lot, and Valerie, you can even jump in on this, if she were running next to you, the most she could do is cue you. She can't touch you. She can't mid-run, like pull your foot up properly. All she can do is cue you. And so you're not missing anything by not working with her face-to-face. She teaches very well online. We've had so much success with people being virtual, and we really would love to have you come into the membership. The membership is all now through the app, so you can join through the app, you can stay in the app, and then we have a community right now on Facebook, and you can ask questions, and you can get on Zoom, and it's a really great feeling. So we hope you will go to the app, RunRx Academy, or go to our website, runrx.fit. That's RUNRX.FIT, and hit the Work With Me button. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.